staff. What did that feel like?
Oh, I think playing at home is always special, but yeah, I think, I mean, I guess I can say I'm pretty old now, but I know it's just such an honor to be a part of this team and to be able to reach 100 here at home at BMO. It's really special.
What do you think you got out of the game tonight, and are you disappointed that it was a draw?
Yeah, I think I'm always disappointed when we don't win, and that's us as athletes and high performers, but at the same time, I think we did a lot of creative and positive attacking. I think just some cleanups and being able to finish a team and, yeah, put the ball in the back of the net a bit earlier. And then keeping clean sheets, that's what we pride ourselves on, so we have to get back to that. But I think, yeah, we'll take the pauses, but we'll have to learn from it and quickly move on because we got big things coming.
Did Bev give you any specific words on how to tactically handle such a physical team?
Yeah, I think we knew, especially in a two-game series, the second game, you know, you always come out with fight and the opponent's going to throw different challenges, but I think we knew they'd be really compact in the midfield, and I felt sometimes we forced it in there and could have used our width better. And then cleaning up on throw-ins, I think that's a big thing because that's kind of where their goal came from. So I think it's just that sharpness for across 90 minutes.
Shamina, you're a part of these center backs on this team that have a lot of depth. How do you feel that shapes up Canada going into the Olympics with quality in that position?
Yeah, I think, I'm so honored to play alongside and learn from all the center backs and the whole defensive unit that we have. We have such talent and experience as well. And I think, being a part of that and knowing our strengths and pushing each other to get the best out of each other is so important. And we're all so supportive of each other. Ultimately, it is about keeping clean sheets, so we have to get back to that.
How special is it to get to play at home and celebrate that 100th cap here tomorrow?
Yeah, I think, you don't get to play at home all that often, so being able to do that for my 100th is, really memorable. And just having my family here. Would have been better with the win, but I can still be really proud and really thankful to reach that.
As a veteran, what do you see when you look at the 20-year-old like Simi Awuzie, that performance tonight?
Yeah, it's just exciting. I think looking at the talent that's coming through and just how powerful and creative these players are, I think. Yeah, I just get excited that I'm able to learn from them, I'm an older player, but I'm always learning still, and she brings, such grace and humility, but then also that confidence, which I love. I love that they're confident to go and perform.
What do you see from Olivia that impresses you? She's so young and just already doing so much.
Yeah, I think she comes with that confidence as well, to turn players, to use her physicality and her speed. I think I want to push her to keep getting forward more and keep going at players because she is so technical and skilled, and her shot is unbelievable, the power she can get behind it. So, it's just continuing to get her in dangerous spaces.
Shalina, some of the players have mentioned nerves at this camp with roster spots on the line. How do you think the group has kept it a little light while still being focused?
Yeah, I think, it's a small roster when you go into the Olympics, and we all know that, but I think at the end of the day, we've been such a together team for so many years, and there's always pressure, whatever environment you're in, and in these high-performing environments, but I think we all support each other, and we want everyone to perform to the best of their ability, and that's, that's the environment we have, and we'll deal with that, but I think it's knowing that we all have each other's backs.
Can you tell us about your nails? Is there anything special behind
them? No, I mean, kind of working with pride, but no, just summery good vibes.
Thank you.
How about the new NSL League, which is going to start next year? Your thoughts on how it might help the younger players and maybe you when you come home, retire playing as a mentor with maybe even the Toronto team?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited that, it's time that Canada deserves that league, and, seeing the work Diana Matheson, Stephanie LeBay, all these, former players have put into creating this. I think it's something so special, and of course it'll take time to grow and build, but I think knowing that women's sports in this country are watched, are celebrated, and we want more of it. So to have, a soccer league right at home is really exciting for the future generation too.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, great.